Palermo by Rebecca Tamas. You have burnt me too brown. You must boil me again. Veronica Forrest Thompson. I kept having this hunch that pleasure was a philosophy, but I couldn't explain it. Peach juice going down my cheek, wet penis hovering over the blue dip of my crotch, thin dramatic trees making the wind romantic as it lifts my cotton sundress, breasts as tangerines in a new style of existence. My own romance is very pale wines, artichokes that I have rubbed in butter, capers and hisses of dissolving oil, blue mountains giving nothing, offering nothing, but fine to stay like that. Body, hot garlic altar, for a new belief system where pleasure runs from between your legs until it becomes scary. In the new belief system, I adore the blue mountains, the sea slug, my peach and pink slapped mouth runs over rocks with the tenderness of lips on cock, with the knowingness of unbroken, ash-heavy, swooned bacteria, hands on labia, hands on flint when it's been warmed in the sun, ferns like single origin, dark chocolate curls threshing pleasure into being. Here it is then, after so long, the slick honey of a newly born female cosmology, eating the moon creamed on brown bread, eating cold green olives slowly, one by one, as if we cared for and respected ourselves, as if we could write a version of the wasteland where the woman gets three orgasms, where she tightens a blouse that fits and walks into the bracken of history to finally make it, will mean entering an unbearably vulnerable self where I do some version of complete love, complete forgiveness, complete acceptance, complete difference, but properly, not only touching the human bits, but touching everything. Fish fumble and sing in the shallows. Cacti suck at light-blessed lemonade on sharp straws. Blue mountains shiver in frame against a glut of rainfall. This belief system brings moving bodies into the frame. Heavy trees, arms and legs, beetles fucking jewel-like and knowing it, sea slug with its own containing joy. I will have to finally step up and bring the new cosmology out from dust, women and everything else that there is, the living things. Peach lips with Orvieto rubbed on them, hot blood bubbling up from all this asking. I will have to bring the sea slug to my mouth as if I really mean business, holding it with tender lightness, loving its thick, glutinous folds, loving the silence it presents, its own entire self, its pleasure in the dark. I will have to admit, I'd commit deeply to it, passionately if the conditions worked out, if we could build a rapidly expanding entire volcanic language of delight.